Siyanibingelela nonke bazalwane ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu.
Brethren, we greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngalesi sikhathi futhi asesiphe sona ukuba sikwazi kuzohlangana ngalendlela ezinyaweni zakhe.
And we thank the Lord for this opportunity that we may gather and sit at his feet.
Ake sivale amehlo sikhule.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga Baba wethu osezulwini ukuthi ngomsa wakho uphinde wasivusa futhi siphilile siphephile.
Thank you Lord for your grace that you've caused us to wake up this morning and that you've given us strength for this day.
Siyabonga Nkulunkulu wethu ngalolu suku oluhle osiphile nathi umusa wokuba silibone.
Thank you for this beautiful day that you've granted us to see.
Siyakunxusa Nkulunkulu wethu siyacela ukuthi ube nathi kulo njengoba lusuku olusha siqala nqa ukungena kulo.
And Lord, it is our prayer that you may be with us and accompany us in this day. It is the first time that we meet up with this day.
Asazi Nkulunkulu wethu ukuthi yini esohlangana nayo kulona, kodwa wena owazi konke siyacela uhambe phambili. Silandele inyathelweni zakho.
We don't know, Lord, what awaits us, but we ask you that you may go before us.
Sikhumbula nalabo abaphumileyo abaye emagatsheni eindaweni ezihlukahlukeneyo. Kwangathi umusa wakho ungaba nabo ubaphe konke abakudingayo.
We remember, Lord, all the teams that have gone out to various places to propagate your gospel, and we pray that you would be with them and work together with them as well, wherever they are.
Ukwenze ukushumayela kwabo nokufakaza kwabo kungabi yize kodwa kube nezithelo ezinhle kudale kuqhubeka kakhulu kwevangeli.
May the preaching of your word, wherever it is done in truth, bear fruit for eternal glory.
Nakhona lapha ekhaya siyacela ukuthi umusa wakho ube nathi. Sibusise Nkulunkulu wethu ngakho konke esizokuzwa.
And even here where we are together, Lord, would you please bless us and grant us all that which we need.
Uthinte inhliziyo zethu nengqondo zethu ngamandla kaMoya Ongcwele. Kube khona ithelo ezinhle eimpilweni zethu.
Please touch our hearts and touch our minds through your Holy Spirit that your word may bear good fruit in our lives.
Sibonga ngabo bonke abafikile ubagcinile indleleni wabaphephisa bafika nabo ukuba bezohlanganyela nathi ekukhonzeni kwanamhlanje.
And Lord, we thank you for all those whom you've brought to be with us today, that you've kept them along the way and brought them here safely that they may worship with us.
Wena Nkulunkulu owazinza inhliziyo zabantu bakho bonke kwangathi nabo ungabapha lokho abakudingayo einhlizweni zabo.
And Lord, you who know the heart and the intimate need of each one, please grant them that which you know that they need.
Sicela konke lokhu ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
We ask all of this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Sithanda ke ukwamukela ilona lo ofikile ukuba kanye abe kanye nathi namhlanje.
We'd like to welcome each and every one of you who's joined us to be with us in this day.
Kakhulu lo nothi nje ngiyaqala ngqa ukubeka unyawo lwami kwasiza abantu. Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angakubusisa kakhulu kakhulu.
And especially if you are here for the very first time, may the Lord grant you a special blessing.
Ngale kwalokho nje sonke samukelekile la kusekhaya kwasiza abantu.
But of course, each one is heartily welcome here at kwasiza abantu.
Ofikile washiya ingane zakhe emumva noma ofikile washiya osisi bakhe nobhuti bakhe emumva ngokuzayo ukubaphathe bonke uze nabo.
Maybe if you came and you left some family members at home, maybe your children, maybe brothers and sisters, well, next time feel free to bring them along.
Sizomukela njengokhethekile khona umndeni ofike nobaba Maqhabe la noma Maqha oqhamuka le Mpumalanga. Khona ba ihlobo ezifikile noma kungasho ukuthi umndeni kodwa khona ihlobo nje abafike nazo sicela ukubabona.
There's some that have come with
Mr. and Mrs. Magabi
from Mpumalanga.
Nako. Oh. Abantu abasebasha siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nifikile nani ukuba kanye nathi.
Young people that have come with him, we are so glad that you are here.
Bese kuba khona umndeni ofike nomndeni waka Delport.
And then there is a family that has come with the Delport family.
Siya nemukela kakhulu baba nomama.
Mr. and Mrs. Mahlalela, welcome.
Seshila upotolozi ukuthi abakwa Mahlalela yibo ke labantu babonana. Bese kuba khona umndeni wakwaNgema.
And then there's the Ngema family.
Lo wakwaNgema ke umndeni khona okuyispecial kubona.
Now concerning the Ngema family, there's just something special about them.
Ngizangacabanga khumbula bengibuza inyingane khona inyingane yakwa Kruger. Amgale Free State egajeni lawa sizabantu bifika izolo ngiyayibuza ukuthi ngoba izifikele la esikoleni ikhona nemidlalo eidlalayo la esikoleni mayise esikoleni.
As one of the Kruger children there from the Free State, if there's some sports that they are participating in.
Uthi ke lo mntwana aye endlala netball.
And this child said, yes, I play netball.
Namhlanje ke semukela umndeni wakwaNgema, ubaba nomama Ngema. Umama uwengamele iKZN netball.
And so as we are welcoming the Ngema family, Mr. and Mrs. Ngema, Mrs. Ngema is the head of the Netball Association. The president of the Netball Association in KZN. Can we please see them as well?
Yeah. I know Mambon, we are born and she would manga to a netball, Maktalia Poswangapa. Ow, Maktal Poswangapa.
You can just see she's fit and she's ready to jump to catch that ball.
Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nifike. Nizokhonza nathi namhlanje.
We are so glad that you've joined us in this worship service this morning.
Abaningi ke baphumile baye emagatsheni njengoba sesike sasho ngoba siye siphume siye emagatsheni ahlukahlukene kwasiza abantu. Abaningi ke bahambile baye khona emagatsheni ahlukahlukene.
And as I said, many teams have gone out to various places, some branches and other preaching points that we have to go and preach the gospel.
So cela ke abazalwane laba bakhona bese basiculele bese sishiyela kumntwana kaNkuluNkulu asihole ngisho.
And so the choir isn't complete, but those who are here, we're going to ask them to come forward and to sing. After that, we'll hear the Lord's word.
I greet everyone this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord.
Ngiyabingelela nonke ekuseni ngegama leNkosi yethu.
Thank you to the choir for the singing. And greetings also to our special visitors that's here for the first time today, that we've
heard.
We trust it will not be the last time. We are thankful for the Lord, or to the Lord, for his working. And I think very often we thank him too little. We ask him for many things and maybe thank him less than what we ask. I just think of it. Maybe if I ask for 5 things or 10 things in the day, I should be thanking for at least 20. Not only is he faithful in what we ask, but he does even more than that. And even after this last week, we saw again how God protects his work.
Nangesonto nje leli siphuma kulona sibonile indlela uNkulunkulu avikela ngayo umsebenzi wakhe.
And how we can trust in him and how we do not need, don't need to fear.
Nokuthi singamethemba asidinga ukuthi sibe novalo.
Before I read the verse, there's something recently. I was in a service and I made a note that if I have the opportunity, I'd like to just tell the short story. Once often heard people saying, why must we confess our sins?
Kaningi sisizwa abantu benokubuzana ukuthi ngani kufanele ukuthi umuntu avume izono zakhe.
Why must I go to another person and bring to the open or to the light that what I've done wrong?
Kidingelani ukuba ngiye komunye umuntu ngihlale naye ngiyodalula ngilethe ekukhanyeni lokho engikwenze mina.
Why can't I just go before the Lord, ask forgiveness, and that's it?
Ngani ngingagcini nje ukuthi ngihambe ngiye enkosini thandaze phambi kwenkosi ngiyicelele uxolo phele kanjalo.
And yes, there's a place for that as well. Sometimes that's what you need to do.
Yebo, nalokho kunayo indawo yakho kwesi sikhathi mhlawumbe udinga ukwenza lokho.
But I heard a story a long time ago that explained it very nicely.
Kodwa kunendaba engake ngayizwa sekunesikhathi eyichaza kamnandi le ndaba.
There was a church formed or started by people who sincerely wanted to do what was right.
Kwaku nebandla isonto elaqalwa abantu abebezimisela ukuthi benze okuyikhona khona.
They studied the Bible. They wanted to do it according to the Bible. They left everything and went to this church.
Bahlolisisa imbhalo befuna ukuthi yonke into bayenze ngokumbhalo.
And they worked according to the scriptures.
Bashiya konke baba kuleli bandla futhi konke bakwenza njengokusho kumbhalo.
But they said, if you sin, it's between you and God. You go to your room and you pray to him and you ask him for forgiveness.
Basebethi uma ngabe wenza isono lokho kuphakathi kwakho noNkulunkulu. Hamba kuyegumbini lakho uthandaze uNkulunkulu uyicelele uxolo.
In every situation, that's why they said that's how you do it.
But noma ngabe kwenzakalani yona ndlela kumele ukwenze ngayo le.
And in the leadership of this church was a man and a woman. And they worked together. And a time came where they fell into sin. And they realized that they'd fallen into sin. And they said to each other, you go to your room before the Lord, ask him for forgiveness, and I'll go to my room and ask him for forgiveness.
And
then we'll continue in God's work. Well, they did that. And they were remorseful for what they did. But it didn't take long, and they fell into sin again. And again they said, let's go and ask for forgiveness.
And
the end of that was that the church eventually broke up and there was nothing left of it. Because they fell into sin over and over. And eventually the church came to nothing because God can't bless that. Now just think of it practically. If they would have gone to another person a counselor, someone who can help them.
Uma laba bantu mvauti sebe ngene sonweni kanje kube baya komunye umzalwane umuntu ozobeluleka.
Brought it to the light to this person.
Baye kulo muntu oseceleni bakudalule lokho abakwenzile bakulethe kukhanyeni.
Not just any person, a godly person.
Bangayi nje noma kubani kodwa umuntu kaNkulunkulu.
He could have then said, now let's separate you two. Maybe for now, you work there and you work there.
Mhlambi lo muntu kaNkulunkulu bezothi njoba sekwenzeke lokhu phakathi kwenu asinhlukanise mhlambi nangokusebenza omunye asebenzele kwelinye uhlangothi nomunye asebenzele mhlambi kwenye ingxenye.
Let's do something that you are not tempted again.
Asenze into ezonisiza kwanina ukuba ningaphinde futhi ningene esilingweni.
So in counseling, I have not just found someone who intercedes for me, but also someone who can advise me.
Ngakho-ke ekuvumeni izono angigcini ngokuthola umuntu ozonxusela kuphela uNkulunkulu kodwa nomuntu ozobe sengikhanyisela angeluleke ukuze ngingabuyeli kulena.
Someone who can help me and someone who can say, now don't do it like that again, do it like this.
Umuntu ozongeluleka abesesho ukuthi ungabisakwenza kanje kodwa kwenze ngale ndlela.
And that can be a help.
Lokho kungaba usizo olukhulu.
Just by the way.
Lokho bengixoxa ngokudlula nje.
So the verse I'd like to read.
Ivesi ngithanda ukuba ngilifunde namhlanje.
Verses from Matthew 24.
Sicaphuna encwadini kaMathewu isahluko samashumi amabili nane 24.
Some time ago, a very special person gave me this verse.
Esikhathini esidlule umuntu okhetheke kakhulu wangipha leli vesi.
And she said to me, one day at my funeral, you can preach about this.
Wayesethi lo muntu ngolunye usuku emngcwabeni wami ungashumayela ngale ndaba.
But since I've read it, it's come back to me so many times.
Kodwa soloko ngayifunda le ndaba iloko iphindelela ibuya kumina.
And I think very appropriate in the times that we live.
Ngicabanga ukuthi futhi indaba engena khaxa kulezi zikhathi esiphila kuzona.
Now thank God she didn't pass away yet, but I think she'll forgive me if I talk about it today.
Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi lo muntu owanginikeza lo ukuthi ngikhuluma ngakho emngcwabeni wakhe akakashoni kodwa angixolele ukuthi ngikhuluma ngakho esekhona.
So Matthew 24, from the third verse.
Incwadi kaMathewu isahluko samashumi amabili nane, sifunda kusukela evesini lesithathu.
The heading of chapter 24 in my Bible says, Signs of Christ's Return.
Isihloko sale ndaba sithi, ukuchithwa kweJerusalema nokufika kwendodana yomuntu.
But let's read from verse 3. Matthew 24, verse 3. While Jesus was seated on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately and said, Tell us, when will this take place? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus answered, Be careful that no one misleads you, deceive you, and leading you into error.
Jesus waphendula wathi kubo, qaphelani, ningadukiswa muntu.
For many will come in my name, misusing it. I'm leading in the Amplified, it's got brackets where it adds some. Misusing it and appropriating the strength of the name which belongs to me, saying, I am the Christ, and they will mislead many.
Ngokuba kuyakuza abaningi ngegama lami bathi mina nginguKristu badukisa abaningi.
Verse 6, You will continually hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened. For those things must take place, but that is not yet the end.
Vesilesithupha niyakuzwa izimpi namahemuhemu ezimpi. Bekani ningethuki ngokuba kumele ukuba kwenzeke kepha ukuphela koba kungakafiki.
For nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
Ngokuba isizwe siyavukela isizwe nombuso uvukela umbuso kube khona indlala nokuzamazama komhlaba izindawo ngezindawo.
But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs.
Kepha konke lokho kuqala kwemihelo.
They will hand you over to endure tribulation and will put you to death, and you'll be hated by all nations because of my name.
Lapho ke bayakunikhaphela osizini banibulale, niyakuzondwa izizwe zonke ngenxa yegama lami.
And at that time many will be offended and repelled, and will fall away, and will betray one another, and will hate one another.
Khonaka abaningi bayaqhubeka bakhaphelane bazondane.
Many false prophets will appear and mislead many.
Kuyakuvela abaprofeti bamanga abaningi badukise abaningi.
And then verse 12, and that's the verse she gave me. Because lawlessness is increased, the love of most people will grow cold.
But
the one who endures and bears up to the end will be saved.
Kodwa okhuthazela ukuze kube sekupheleni,
the good news of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
And
then if we can continue from verse 32 in the same chapter. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its young shoots become tender and it puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near.
Siyaqhubeka kuso lesahluko evesini lamashumi amathathu nambili. Fundani umfanekiso emkhiwaneni. Nxa igatsha lawo selithamba, lihluma amaqabunga, niyazi ukuthi ihlobo seliseduze.
So you too, when you see all these things, know for certain that he is near, right at the door.
Kanjalo nani nxa nibona konke lokhu, yazini ukuthi iseduze ngasemnyango.
Which verse was that? 32. 33. So you too, when you see all these things, know for certain that he is near, right at the door. Sorry, I read that one. I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place.
Sesiya ku 34 ngiqinisile ngitsikini lesizukulwane asikudlula kungakwenzeki konke lokhu.
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
Kuyakudlula izulu nomhlaba kepha amazwi ami awasoze adlula.
But of that day, day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone.
Kepha lolo suku nalelo hora akekho wazilutho ngalo nazingelosi zasezulwini nandodana ngubaba kuphela.
For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah.
Kokuba njengasemhleni kaNoah kuyakuba njalo ukufika kwendodana yomuntu.
For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark.
Kokuba njengasensukwini lezo ezandulela uzamcolo babedla bephuza begana bendiswa kwaze kwafika usuku Noah angena ngalo emkhunjini.
And they did not know or understand until the flood came and swept them away, so will the coming of the Son of Man be.
Abazanga kwaze kwafika uzamcolo wabakhukhula bonke, kuyakuba njalo ukufika kwendodana yomuntu.
At that time two men will be in the field, One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left.
Verse 42,
so be alert. And then it puts in brackets, give strict attention, be cautious and active in faith, for you do not know which day, whether near or far, your Lord is coming.
Ngakho-ke lindani ya nezela amplified ithi niqaphelisise niphikelele ekukholweni ngokuba anazi ukuthi inkosi yenu yakufika ngaluphi usuku.
But understand this, if the head of the house had known what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would have not allowed his house to be broken into.
Kepha nokwazi lokuthi uma umnini indle bewazi umlindo isele liyakufika ngawo ubeya kulinda angavumi ukuba indlu yakhe ifohlwe.
We'll read as far.
Sifunda sigcine lapho.
One can almost leave here and go home.
It's
so clear what the Lord says. We don't know when he's coming, but we must be ready at any time. Give strict attention, be cautious, and active in faith. Especially in these days where the world is turning evil rapidly. Especially with what we see around us. And one cannot but to think we must be close to the end of the age.
Umuntu mayekubona konke lokhu akudlule engqondweni ukuthi ngempela sesiseduze kokuphela kwesikhathi.
Recently I spoke to a very well respected man of God.
Lezinsuku ngakhuluma nendoda kaNkulunkulu ehlonishwayo.
And I said to him, surely we must be close to the end of this world.
Ngathi kuye impela kubonala ngathi sesisegcineni kokuphela komhlaba.
And then he said to me, well, let me give you some perspective. The Bible says the word will go to all nations, like we've read here.
What the Bible lithi ukushunyelwa kwendaba zombuso kuyohamba umhlaba wonke njengoba sifundile.
He said there are 7,700 more or less languages in the world.
Wayesethi lo muntu izilimi ezahlukene ezikhona ezweni.
We've translated the Bible into 700. He said we've still got a long way to go. And then he said the Bible says he will bless unto the thousandth generation. For a thousand generations.
It's
a promise God made. He says the world is now maybe 100, maybe 200 generations old from Adam till now. And then he said, why would the Lord say, I'll bless into the thousand generations if the world was only going to be 200 generations? So I thought, okay, well, that's another viewpoint. But the truth is, we don't know when he's coming, like we read here. But the Bible warns us that we must be ready. So I'm not here to say he's coming back soon, he's coming back long. But today I want to tell you that we need to be cautious, we need to be on guard, and we need to be ready.
Angizele la ukuzothi useyabuya maduze noma kusazothatha isikhathi kodwa ngithanda ukusho ukuthi kumele ukuba sibe ngabaqaphile sihlale njalo silungele.
We can't be blind to the fact that the world is changing.
Asikwazi ukuthi sivale amehlo kube ngathi asibone ukuthi izwe liyaguquka.
We can't be blind to the fact that evil is increasing.
Asikwazi ukuba abantu abenza ngathi ababone ukuthi ububi buyanda ezweni.
We can't be blind to the fact that the devil is coming in every avenue he possibly can use.
Asikwazi ukuhlala bengathi asibone ukuthi uSathane uzama ngandlela zonke ukuthi angene ngazo zonke indlela angayisebenzisa.
We can't deny the fact that he's using movements to get to his purpose and his goal.
Asikwazi ukuphika lokuthi usebenzisa ngisho inhlangano ukuze afeze lokho kuyinhloso zakhe nemigomo yakhe.
And we must be aware of it.
Kumele ukuba sikwazi sikuqonde
lo. We must know about it.
Sazi.
We must be open-minded.
Futhi imqondo yethu ivuleke izibone lezinto.
And allow the Lord to show us that which is a danger to us.
Simvumele uNkulunkulu ukuba sikhombise lokho okungaba ingozi kuthina.
In the scripture, the disciples asked two questions.
Kulombhalo sifundile abafundi babuza imibuzo emibili.
They say, Lord, when will this happen?
But inkosi, kuyenzeka nini lokhu na?
And what will be the signs?
Okwesibili, bathi kuyoba yiziphi impawu?
The when in the first portion, Jesus doesn't even answer.
Mawubuka ingxenye yokuqala uJesu kube ngathi akakuphenduli nalokho.
He gives them no indication when it will be. In fact, later he says, nobody knows.
Akabavezeli ukuthi kuyoba nini kodwa mawufunda ekugcineni usethi akekho wazi.
But on the signs of the time he answers them fully.
Kodwa ngokwezimpawu zaleso sikhathi uyabanikeza impendulo ephelele.
What Christ here said to his disciples tended more to promote caution than to satisfy their curiosity. Caution. He tells them to be cautious.
Lokhu indlela uKristu abaphendula ngayo la kwaba ukugcizelela nokufaka kubona ukuthi mabaqaphele kunokuthi agxile ekubaphenduleni lokhu abafuna ukwazi bona.
More to prepare them for the events that should happen than to give them a distinct idea of the events.
Ebalungiselela izehlakalo ezisazokwenzeka kunokuthi abatshele ngqo ngazo izehlakalo.
And then Matthew Henry says, this is that good understanding of the times which all should desire.
Umcwaningi weBhayibheli uMatthew Henry uthi yikho lokhu ekumele ukuba sonke sikulangazelele.
We should desire to know the signs of the time so that he don't caught us unawares.
Kumele ukuba silangazelele ukwazi izimpawu zesikhathi ukuze kungasibambi lokhu sithole singalindele.
If we're not aware and if we're not awake, it will sweep us off our feet. Sweep us off our feet.
Uma singazi futhi singanakile, le nto iyofika isithathu isikhukhule singalindele.
Do you know we can ask God for things?
Uyazi ukuthi singamcela uNkulunkulu simcela izinto na?
We forget that we can ask him.
Siyakhohlwa ukuthi singamcela.
Have you ever found that maybe some days you don't have a desire to read God's word?
Ukutholeni kwesinye isikhathi mhlawumbe kwezinye izinsuku ukuthi awunaki ukulangazelela kokufunda izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Do you know that you can ask him to give you a desire?
Uyazi ukuthi ungamcela uNkulunkulu ukuthi akuphe ukulangazelela ukulifunda.
Very often we don't have because we don't ask.
Kaningi sinakho ngoba asiceli.
And if you feel something is missing, ask God.
Uma uzwa ukuthi khona okulahlekile okungekho, mcele uNkulunkulu.
Pray to him and ask him, Lord, give me a desire to read the Bible.
Thandaza umcele uNkulunkulu ukuthi Nkosi, ngiphe ukulangazelela kokufunda izwi lakho.
And he will do it.
Uyokwenza.
If you find maybe I don't have love for my fellow men, ask God for it.
Uma mhlawumbe uyizwela ukuthi hayi bonaka ngilahlelwa uthando labazalwane bami, cela uNkulunkulu ukuthi akuphe lo.
And if we believe that he will give it to us, he'll give it to you.
Futhi masikhole ukuthi uyosipha lokho esicelayo, uzosipha khona.
And in the same way, we can ask God to open our eyes to what is happening around us.
Ngayo leyo ndlela futhi singamcela uNkulunkulu ukuba avule amehlo ethu sibone izinto ezenzakalayo ezweni sikulona.
Open our eyes to see what's going on in the world.
Asivule amehlo sikwazi ukubona ukuthi kwenzakalani ezweni.
Because maybe that will wake us up.
Ngoba lokho mhlambi kuyosiphaphamisa.
Maybe that will make us realize what hour it is.
Mhlambi lokho kuyokusenza ukuthi siphaphame siqonde ukuthi iliphi ihora sikulona.
Maybe it will wake us up to how we should live.
Mhlambi kuyosiphaphamisa ukuthi simele ukuba siphile kanjani.
Whether we still here for 1 year or 100 years or 1,000 years, does it really matter?
Noma sisazophila unyaka owodwa noma sisazophila iminyaka eyikhulu, akusho lutho lo.
The crux of the matter is that we as Christians should stand and be on God.
Kodwa kuyikhona okusemqoka yiloko kokuthi thina njengamaKristu simele ukuba sime sihlale singabaqaphile njalo.
Especially when the storms come.
Ikakhulukazi makufika izivungu.
Especially when the opposition comes.
Ikakhulukazi makufika ukumelana.
When the difficulties come.
Lapho kufika isikhathi zobunzima.
And how do we stand?
Sima kanjani?
There's a story of a big tree. After a violent storm one night, a huge tree, which over the years had become a giant, was found lying across the pathway in a park.
Kukhona indaba exoxwayo yesihlahla esikhulu ukuthi emva kwezivunguvungu ezaba khona, isihlahla esikhulu esasikade simile siqinile iminyaka, emva kwaleyivunguvungu satholakala sesiginqikele phansi.
Nothing but a splintered stump was left.
Akusalanga lutho nje kwasala isiqu naso sasesihlephukile.
Closer examination showed that it was rotten at the core, because thousands of tiny insects and ants had eaten away at its heart.
Uma ngabe sekuhlolisiswa kujula ukuthi kwenzaleni, kwathola ukuthi ngaphakathi lesihlahla bese sibolile ngoba izintuthwane nezinye inunu bese zikade zisidle sasiqeda la ngaphakathi.
The weakness of that tree was not brought on by the sudden storm. Listen to this. The weakness was not brought on by the sudden storm. It began the very moment the first insect nested within its bark.
Ubuthaka balesihlahla lesi sikuzwe kahle lendaba. Ubuthaka balesihlahla lesi abufikanga ngesikhathi sesiginqika phansi. Kodwa bafika ngalesa sikhathi kusangena intuthwane yokuqala izosidla lesihlahla.
It began the very moment the first insect.
Ngesikhathi intuthwane yokuqala ingena.
Jesus warns us here that we must guard our hearts.
Jesu yasixwayisa la ukuba simele ukuba sigade siqaphelisise inhliziyo zethu.
Dear Christian, what insect is in your life?
Sihlobo mzalwane nunu yini intuthane yini esingene empilweni yakho na?
What small insect is there that's eating away at your heart?
Yipi leyo ntuthane encane esingenile edla inhliziyo yakho?
What insect is there that's taking away your joy?
Yipi leyo ntuthane encane esingenile esikuphuce intokozo yakho?
Taking away your desire to read God's word.
Esikuphuce leyo ntoko leyo kulangazelela intokozo yokufunda izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Robbing you of being busy with God's things.
Ekuphuce ukuthi ube umuntu oseyintweni zikaNkulunkulu obhizi ngazo.
And if you don't watch out, soon you'll be like this tree, rotten to the core.
Uma ungaqapheli maduze nje yobusufana nalesi sihlahla usubolile ngaphakathi.
What are the little ants in your life? Gossip,
pride,
jealousy. You know what it is.
Iziphi izintuthwane ezincane ezempilweni yakho? Ukuhleba, mhlamba umona, mhlamba impakamo. Usazela wena ukuthi ikupho sekungenile.
And not only that what you do, but even that that you listen to and that what you see.
Kungekhona kuphela lokhu okwenzayo, kodwa kungaba yikho lokho okulalelayo nalokho okubonayo futhi ngamehlo akho.
The well-known Pascal, who lived in the 1600s, observed that the people who have the greatest influence in shaping the hearts and mind of any generation are not the people who write the laws.
Umunye bedumile eminyakeni edlule wathi abona abantu abanomthelela omkhulu ekuguquleni inhliziyo nengqondo zabantu akubona laba abashicilela imithetho.
But those who write the songs.
Kodwa labo ababhala amaculo.
Pascal observed musical training is a more potent instrument than any other.
Pascal lona wakuphawula lokhu ukuthi ukuqeqeshwa kwezomculo into enomthelela omkhulu kunazo zonke izinto.
Because rhythm and harmony find their way into the inward places of the soul on which they mightily fasten.
Ngoba umdumo nokusho kwalomculo kukwazi ukufinyelela phakathi ekujuleni kwenhliziyo.
What music are you listening to?
Culo muni olalelayo na?
And young people, what music are you listening to?
Bantu abasha, mculo muni enolalelayo na?
And not even that. These days you find in the churches music that should not be there.
Singagcini lapho kodwa kulezi insuku uthola ngisho phakathi emabandleni kunomculo ongafanele ukuthi ukhona.
And you realize that some people are bringing the devil right into the church. These days I was reading about TikTok. Now many of you know there's an app called TikTok.
Kulezi insuku bengifunda nge TikTok, TikTok enye yama app oba watholayo emafoni njalo njalo.
But before I read this, let me say this.
Kodwa ke ngisho lokhu ngangeni kuloku kwe TikTok.
This is similar to YouTube, to many social media networks.
Lo TikTok ungawufanisa no YouTube namanye ama network izinto ozitholayo kulezi nkundla zokuxhumana.
YouTube works similar to this.
No YouTube usebenza kanje.
And I often use YouTube.
Kaningi ngiyawusebenzisa YouTube.
Recently, we wanted to buy a machine, and the person said, go on YouTube, on that you can see how the machine works.
We use
that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's got lots of information. We live in an era of information. If you need something, you can go to the internet, you can find it, and you can work.
Ulwazi ngoba siphila esikhathini la kudinga khona ulwazi ngena ku internet uyasesha usuyalithola.
So I'm not saying you may not touch it.
Ngakho ke angisho ukuthi ungakuthini.
But you must know that the devil will use it.
Kodwa kumele uqonde wazi ukuthi uSathane uzokusebenzisa.
You must know that he will put his foot into it, and if you are not on guard, you will fall because of it.
Wazi ukuthi uSathane uzofaka unyawo lwakhe lapho uma ungaqaphele kuyoginqa phansi.
Parents, do you know what your children are watching?
Bazali, niyazi ukuthi ingane zenu zibukani na?
Do you know what they keep themselves busy with?
Niyazi ukuthi ikuphi abachitha isikhathi ngakho?
Or maybe you're busy with it, and that's why you can't see what they are busy with.
Mhlambi kwawena njengomzali uphakathi kulezo zinto.
I'll just read a few sentences because of time. Have you ever stopped to think about how YouTube, Facebook, or really every social media platform you use always seems to know exactly what to show you?
Facebook, or YouTube, nani. Kaningi bakuvezela lezinto ofuna ukuzibona noma lokho ojwayele wena ukubona.
It's built into the platform's programming. It's called an algorithm.
kukhona ke uhlobo thizeni lobuchwepheshe kwakhe lophezulu kwakho.
And it quickly detects what you like, what your interests are, and then it makes suggestions.
Kaningi kusese kuphawula ukuthi mangabe ungena kuzo lezinto usesha ubuka izinto uthi kupho kujwayele kuze ukuthi mawungena ngakusasa kusheshe kukunikeze lezinto ojwayele ukuzibuka vele.
And each of the different platforms sets priorities. Where do we want the people to go to?
Futhi ke zonke lezi nkundla zokuxhumana ziyabeka izinto ukuthi nako kuhamba phambili esifisa ukuthi abantu mabengena la babone khona.
And by that they can attract you to that what they want to show you.
Ngalokho ke bangakwazi ukuthi bakuhehe bakudonsele kulokhu bona abafuna ukuthi kubone.
So the first thing it does, it's designed to keep you coming back for more as the hours slip like away like seconds. It wants you to come back more time, more time.
Okuqala ke kwenza ukuthi zama ukuthi uloku phindelela ubuye uzokubuka noma uzokufunda lobukhona sibe sesha ke njalo isikhathi.
It's designed to put things in front of you that are your interests.
Kwakhelwe ukuthi kukuphakele lokhu okuthanda uvele.
TikTok is the app most downloaded in 2020. It has more than 1 billion followers a month. 1 billion people using it a month.
TikTok lona ngo 2020 kuthola ukuthi yona app edownloadwe kakhulu kunawo wonke ama app futhi inabalandeli abaningi kubalwa la ko 20 billion.
1 billion.
Oh. 1 billion abalandeli
ba. In 2022 in America, 150 million people spend 1.5 hours a day on TikTok.
Le emelika kuthiwa ngo 2020 abantu abawu 150 million bebechitha ihora nesigamusalo behleli kuzo lezi.
As long or longer as a Sunday service every day on TikTok.
Isikhathi ongasilinganisa singaphezulu kwalesi sisihlala la ngesonto senkonzweni bona usuku nosuku bonke le nkulungwane zabantu bahleli ku TikTok.
And this is a document released by Focus on the Family. So what they did a test and they set up TikTok accounts.
Lokhu ucwaningo lukhishwe ilenhlangano okuthiwa iFocus on the Family. Benza inhlolovo, benza ama-account ahlukene la kuTikTok.
Well, they put out the report. Someone else did the experiment. They're quoting it here. So they set up accounts for a 13-year-old girl and put her interests.
Bonake bona basikhiphe lomphumela ekubeni omunye ebanzele lolucwaningo lolu base befaka intombazana eneminyaka eyishumi nantathu ukuze bahlole.
That many different accounts set it up differently.
Benza ama account amaningi bewafaka ngendlela ezahlukene.
Within 2.6 minutes on average, TikTok's algorithm can push suicidal content at the kids. Within 2.6 minutes, there was a message that promoted suicide.
Ngesikhathi nje singango 2.6 amaminithi bese bekwazi ukududula bafaka izinto ezinganeni ezikhuluma ngokuyibulala.
When they set up an account for a person that looks more vulnerable,
uma ngabe benza ke account yomuntu osebungozini,
the hit rate goes up.
Isimo sikhuphuka kakhulu.
Up to 12 times more.
Kukhuphuke izikhathi ezingaphindwa izikhathi ezishumi nambili.
They can control exactly what I want you to look at.
Laba bantu bayakwazi ukuthi bakucontrol ukuthi ubuke lokhu abafuna bona ukuthi ukubuke.
You can go and read it. There's others experiments that was done where they push drugs, sexual related content, whatever evil they want to promote, they push it to your child.
Bakufunda benza okuningi bafake izinto ezithinde idakamizwa abafakwe zocansi nanoma ikupha abafuna ukuthi bagqamise bayakufaka kufinyelele inganeni.
Do you know what your child is watching?
Uyazini mzali ukuthi ingane yakho ibukani na?
Do you know what he's doing on his cell phone?
Uyazi ukuthi yenzani ingane yakho efonini yayo na?
Maybe it's time you find out.
Mhlambi isikhathi lesokuthi uthole ukuthi yenzani.
There was even some on TikTok a while ago where little children below the age of 13 were killing themselves because of a challenge that was put out there.
Kukhona okwenzeka ku TikTok la ingane ezincane ezingaphansi kweminyaka eyishumi nantathu bagcina sebeyibulala ngenxa yento eyayikade idudulwa la ku TikTok uba bayenze.
You can go and read it, there's lots of literature, but you decide what you want your children to watch.
Ngahamba ukufunde kuningi okuvezwa kulolucwaningo kodwa wena udinga ukunquma ukuthi ingane yakho ikuphi ekumele ikubuke.
And don't say it's the devil that comes in, it's what you allow him to do.
Ungasho nje ukuthi hawu Satan ongenayo kodwa ilokhu wena ovumela ingane yakho ukuba ikwenze.
We must be aware, we must be on guard, and we must know that the onslaught will get bigger and bigger every day.
Kumele ukuba siqaphele, kumele kuba njalo sima isicokeme sazi ukuthi ukuhlaselwa kweya ngokukhula usuku nosuku.
Concordance says many shall stumble, fall from a profession of religion. Is your religion just a profession? Something you've got in your head? Something you've learned?
Kuthwa baningi bayokhubeka bawe enkolweni kodwa inkolo kubona enjengento nje eyisiko kubo ingabe nakuwe kunjalo na?
Many who profess to love me shall then show that they had no real attachment to me.
Abaningi bebekade bethi bayangithanda kuyovela ukuthi empeleni bebengahlangene nami inhloko.
Do you have a relationship with Christ?
Ngabona wena ubudlelwane noChrist.
Not something that's taught.
Kungabi into nje oyifundisiwe.
Something that's real, something that you can feel that it's there.
Kodwa into ekhona eyiqiniso oyizwayo nawe ukuthi into ekhona ubudlelwane bangempela.
And I dare to say if you don't feel it, it's not there.
Ngivumele ngisho ukuthi uma ungakuzwa kusho ukuthi akukho.
Verse 12, because lawlessness is increased, the love of most people will grow cold.
Verse 12, ngenxa yokwanda kokubi kuza kuphola uthando lwabaningi.
Not few, not some, not even many. But most will grow cold.
Ayolaba mbalwa, olaba tize, olaba ngane, kodwa olaba ningi.
It should shake every Christian to his core. Most will not make it.
Lokhu bekumele ukuthi kunyakazise ilona lomzalwane ukuthi abaningi ngeke baphumelele.
It should wake us up and realize it's not a game.
Bekumele kuba lokhu siphaphamise. Kusiqwashise siqonde ukuthi akuwona umdlalo.
You should wake up and realize that if I don't put in everything, the devil will take us away.
Bekumele ukuba kusenze ukuthi siqonde ukuthi uma ngingafaka iconsi lokugcina, uSathane uyothatha indawo.
He has one purpose: to destroy God's church, to destroy God's people, and to destroy mankind.
Ngoba yena unenhloso eyodwa nje ukuba chithe ibandla likaNkulunkulu.
In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 12, you don't need to go there, we read, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he falls.
Encwadini yabaseKorinte bokuqala isahluko seshumi noma singaphenyanga khona kuyashiwo ukuthi ngakho ke lo suke ethi umi akaqaphele ukuba angawi.
Don't think I am strong. I've come this far. I can look at these things. It won't affect me. Take heed if you think you stand, lest you fall. These days, Someone said something about the service that Reverend Stegan said.
Lezi nzoku kona o Paul Luktize nge njumayelo nomi nkonzo eyathathwa ubaba umfundisi uStegan walapha ekhaya.
About the coming of the Antichrist.
Ekhuluma ngokufika kukamphika uKristu.
And yesterday someone found it. And I'll just read it to you.
Izolo omunye wayithola leyo nkonzo
ngifundela. You can just make a note. He takes it from 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 7. It's a sermon he preached in 2015. I asked the question, when the Antichrist will come, and said that no one knows.
Uthi ngawubuza umbuzo ukuthi umphiko uKristu uyawufika nini na akekho owaziyo intshumayelo le ubamfundisi ayishumayela ngo 2015 icaphuna kwabaseThessalonika besibili.
That's Reverend Stegan's words I'm quoting. But what we do know is that the spirit of the Antichrist is already working amongst Christians.
Ngicaphuna amazwi alintshumayelo yakhe ubaba umfundisi uStegan uthi esikwaziyo ukuthi umoya omphika uKristu usuyasebenza phakathi kwamaKristu.
The Bible says he would have already been exposed, but there is one holding him back.
IBhayibheli lithi bekufanele ukuthi ngabe usedaluliwe.
What holds him back? The spirit-filled church of Christ. You can go and read it in the Bible. The spirit-filled church of Christ is holding him back. And then he continues to say, if the Holy Spirit is really at work in our lives, the Antichrist, the beast, is held back.
Umphiko uKristu leso silo leso siyabambezeleka.
The Bible says the working of the Holy Spirit prevents Satan from doing his thing as he wills.
IBhayibheli lithi ukusebenza kwaMoya oNgcwele kuyamthiya uSathane ukuba enze izinto ngokuthanda kwakhe.
Dear Christian, do we have Holy Spirit filled lives?
MaKristu ngabe sinazo yini impilo ezidwalisiwe ngomoya ongcwele na?
Is our lives clean? How will we stand if our lives are not clean?
Ngabe impilo zethu zihlanzekile na?
How will we stand if we don't live for him every day?
Siyakuma kanjani uma impilo zethu singahlanzekile uma singamphilele usuku nosuku?
How will you stand when the storms come?
Uyokuma kanjani uma kufika ivunguvungu na?
You will have no strength.
Uyothola lungenamandla.
I'm just doing touch on a few things because I see the time has gone.
I still have 2 points here, 3 points
here. I'll just quickly go through them.
The
unity of people. How will we stand together if we are not
one?
What a sad thing between Christians if they are not one.
Into ebuhlungu nedabukisayo uma uthola ukuthi abazalwane abekho munye.
The Bible talks of a battle against evil and good.
IBhayibheli likhuluma la ngempi ekhona phakathi kokubi nokuhle.
It's not a battle against Christian and Christian.
Akuyona impi le ebhekene umKristu nomKristu.
But why in your life don't you get along with your fellow Christian?
Kodwa ngani empilweni yakho ungazwani nomzalwane wakho na?
How do you think one day, if we leave this earth, if we're not one year, how will we be miraculous just being changed, going to heaven and being one there?
Ucabanga ukuthi kuyowenza kanjani uthi uma siphila singemunye la? Kwenzakalani ngolunyuso ukuthi kuvele nje kubonakale sekuyisimanga ngalezulwini sesimunye.
But there's a lot one can say about it. Is there any Christian in your life that you can't stand?
Ukhona yini umzalwane empilweni yakho ongakwazi ukubhekana naye?
You don't get along with.
Ongazwani naye.
How will we stand together?
Siyokuma kanjani ndawonye na?
The other point I want to speak about, stand up. Not only must we stand, but maybe it's time we stand up.
Okunye ngithanda ukukhuluma ngakho ukuthi sisukume singagcini njengokuma kodwa sigqame sivelele ubani.
Stand up as Christians.
Sime njengamaKristu.
The Satanists are working.
AmaSatanists ayasebenza.
They're working very hard.
Asebenza amandla futhi.
These days I read an article on BBC News. Telling us about the Satanist church, how they come together, what they do. It's become a normal thing. But don't think for one moment they're doing their thing and we're doing our thing and we don't mix or we don't have any contact. Don't think that for 1 minute. In this article they said the first thing if you go to the Satanist church, you get de-baptized to break your bond Christian.
But in the
after that, you take the Bible and you have to tear the Bible. They are out to destroy God's work. That's their purpose and their aim, and they're doing it. And they will do it if we do nothing. People are interesting. Many people will say, that's the wrong thing, that's the wrong thing. But how many will stand up? Maybe it's time you look around. And maybe it's time the Christian stands up, united against these
things.
These days we heard, and I don't want to repeat it all, there are people that know more about it, but these days we saw here even the Lord revealed how these forces are working. Even with the youth service, there was a presentation. You can look at it. Go back and look at it. How the devil is infiltrating every sector of our lives. And where are we? Where are the Christians? Sitting comfortably at home. Maybe it's time we stand up for what we believe. And then to close off the last two verses in the first section that we read, verse
13.
But the one who endures and bears up, and here in brackets it adds, under suffering, to the end, will be saved.
And
just listen to this, verse 14. After all these difficulties, tragedies, it says, and the good news of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world.
As
a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
kube ngubufakazi ezweni zonke andukuba kufika kuphela.
This is not the end.
Akabi isiphetho.
When the devil comes to destroy, it's not the end.
Uma uSathane efika ezochitha akabi isiphetho.
The final word will be when every nation received the gospel.
Igama lokugcina liyoqhamuka lapho izizwe zonke sezithola ivangeli.
When we've taken the gospel to the ends of the earth.
Lapho sesilithathile ivangeli salisabalalisa kwaze kwafinyelela ekugcineni komhlaba.
It will still happen, and then the end will come.
Kuyowenzeka lokho andukuba kufika kuphela.
Will we be part of that?
Siyoba ingxenye yalokho.
Will we be part of those who proclaim the gospel to the end?
Siyoba ingxenye yalabo abalishumayela luze lifike ekugcineni.
Will our lives proclaim the gospel to the end?
Ngabe impilo zethu ziyolishumayela ivangeli kuze bese kugcineni na?
Will our hearts and our deepest thoughts proclaim the gospel to the end?
Ngabe inhliziyo zethu ekujuleni nemicabango yethu ekujuleni yobe ihambisa ivangeli kuze bese kugcineni na?
Then we'll be saved.
Lapho ke siyakusindiswa.
And after that, the Bible says, every knee shall bow. Just think of it. Every knee shall bow.
Awucabange lokho, wonke amadolo ayaguqa.
The heathen, the Satanists, whoever believed, didn't believe, every knee shall bow and know that he is God.
Abahedeni, abamasathanisti, ukholwa nongakholwa, wonke amadolo ayaguqa avume ukuthi unguNkulunkulu.
And on that day, where will you be found?
Malolosuku wena uyotholakalaphi na?
Christian, let's not be ignorant. Let's not turn a blind eye. Let's be awake.
Bazalwana singabi ngabanganaki, asingabi abaflathelayo le ndaba, kodwa asiphaphame sibe abaqaphile.
And not just for myself, let's be awake around us, our children, our families, and further than that.
Ngagcina kuphela ngokuqaphela mina kodwa sibheke ingane zethu imindeni yethu nokunye okungale futhi.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Lithi izwi lenkosi ngenxa yokwanda kobubi.
God's word says, because of the increase of evil, of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold.
It
doesn't say here what type of evil will cause that.
And
then I thought about it, that some of that evil will be that which infiltrates the church amongst young people, maybe that which actually looks good to them.
Okuyongena kubukeka kuyinto enhle ethandekayo ehehayo kodwa iliqeda uthando lomkhristu ebandleni.
That which looks attractive, it allures you, but that which finishes off that love of Christians.
Bengilalela ubufakazi bomunye umntwana kaNkulunkulu emsakazweni ekuseni.
This morning, I listened to the testimony of a child of the Lord on Radio Kwezi.
And
this person said they had a hunger for God, and they were going around different places there in Gauteng.
Efika nalapho ezibuya khona kuyadanswa kuyajatshulwa kuyagcunywa ebandleni phakathi ethawu kuthiwa umoya ongcwele hayi umoya ongcwele uyasebenza kodwa lokhu koma lokhu kufuna nokulangazelela emphefumulweni wakhe akupheli.
And according to this person, this person attended a particular church service where the people were jumping up and down and dancing and doing all sorts of things. And they were saying that's because of the Holy Spirit working amongst them. But this person didn't feel that hunger and thirst for God being satisfied.
My figure kwelinye isonto ziyabuya kuyadanswa kushaywa ama drum kuyaguguzwa khona athi how lokho engisuka kukhe ekhaya njengoba ekhaya ubabe isangoma ngisuka kukho lokho lezi igubhu zikhale esontweni.
And then attended another church service, and at that church service they had drums that they were beating, and it was the same rhythm and the same beat that this person had experienced in their heathendom with coming from a home where they had sangomas, and that was the same thing and the occult that they experienced that he was experiencing there in church.
Kodwa mawusukha usondela eyintweni empilweni yokomoya yomuntu lokho kudinga umphefumulo womuntu akukho.
And so there's an increase of this kind of things, of beating drums, of jumping around and dancing and giving an outward expression of joy, etc. But you find that inner spiritual need is not satisfied.
Wathi omunye kulethiwe phela esontweni ukuze kudonswe abasha ngoba kuyabona ukuthi abasha bayaphuma enkonzweni bayahamba manje ngcono kuze laphakathi kudanswe la kuququzwe la ukuze badonseke. Yebo bayadonseka kusho ukuthi beze emdansweni kodwa impilo yokomoya iyatholakala yini? Kuyaphela nilokhu koma nokufuna okwasezulwini. Uthole sebefuna umdanso kodwa ukulangazelela impilo emsulwa nengcwele kaNkulunkulu akukho.
And then they say, you know, we've got to bring these things into the church so that we can draw the young people. Otherwise, the young people don't come to church. They go out, they go to other places where they can find their pleasure and their enjoyment. So we want to bring them to church that they can find enjoyment here. Well, yes, maybe that's the way that you can draw them. But then they come for the dancing and for the joy. But do they truly find that which satisfies their souls, that satisfies that spiritual need, that yearning after heavenly things? Do they truly find and receive that?
Ngithi okunye kuyangena kuyanyelela ebandleni akuzi kuziveza ukuthi yayimbi into kodwa kubukeka ngathi kuhle kodwa uthando lokumthanda nokumfuna uNkulunkulu lushona phansi kunalokho kwanda ukulangazelela izinto zezwe, indlela yokugqoka yezwe, indlela yokukhuluma kwezwe. Awuboni lapho khona wena okufanele kuba kugqokiwe kwehla kuyakhuphuka, okufanele ngabe kugqokiwe kwakhuphuka kuyehla.
And so we've got to be on our guard against these things that infiltrate the church, and they come with the appearance of being something good, being something attractive, and we allow it to come in. But then instead of us causing our love for Christ to increase, it causes that love for Christ to cool down and to come to an end. And even the fashion of the world and other tendencies and trends, where you find that instead of where the garments should go up, they go down, and where they should go down, they go up. It's always the opposite.
Tintiwe la indaba ye technology. Yezinto ze technology, TV, cell phone, nanani, izinto eyitholakala kulezo zinto.
It was mentioned here about technology, where we can include things like TV, internet, technical platforms, etc.
Mangifika ngelinye ilanga eminyakeni edlule ekhaya lomunye umzalwane ngithole ukuthi usene TV.
Just these past years, I visited a certain brother or Christian, And then I found in their home they had a TV.
How soon a TV? Yeah, but sang a TV. Ngoba ngifunda ingane zami lokhu ihamba ziyobuka iTV kweminye imizi mayithanda ubone ibhola kufanele zilibone la endlini. Hayi zule.
Previously that person didn't have a TV set, so now they had one. I said, oh, you've got a TV set now. He said, yes. And the reason being, you know, otherwise my children go and visit other families then they go and watch TV there. So I rather want them to watch TV here at home.
Ngiyafinyeza indaba kuthathanga isikhathi lo mndeni wanyamalala enkonzweni neingane zanyamalala enkonzweni.
Well, just to cut a long story short, didn't take long and we found that that brother no longer attended church and the children disappeared. They no longer attended services, so they just disappeared.
Ningizwe kahle angiqondile ukuthi angisho ngalokho ukuthi imbi TV. Kodwa kuningi okuze nayo kwaqeda uthando kubantu abaningi.
And I'm not saying everything on TV is evil and wrong, but what I'm saying is that there is a danger that that can cause that love for Christ to come to an end.
Angisho lokho ngoba khona abazali la. Omunye umfana ngakutshela igama nesibongo sakhe. Uthi ekhaya khona iTV bebethi sebephumile abazali bahamba bekameleni beyolala bese ngisala mina nosisi wami sibuka iTV yabona izinto ezenzeka ebusuku ngiye ngizwe kuthiwa khona generation nobani bani lezi zinto zasebusuku basale bayibuke lezi zinto eziku TV ebusuku.
Now a certain young man told me that at home they've got a TV set and the parents, when they're there, they don't allow them to look at bad things. But when the parents are gone, then he and his sister looks at all types of filth here on TV, that all those late night shows and whatever, when the parents are not there.
Angwazi mina kuthiwa khona into kuthiwa generation. Uthi lo mfana bebukela konke kwenziwayo la ku TV. Bese lokhu abakubukayo, bese yena nosisi wakhe bekwenze. Lelo mama yakhona no baba le TV ethengwe ubaba ekhokhelwa ubaba njalo angazi uma kuthiwa ikhokhelwa ngenyanga noma ngunyaka uyakhokha ukhokhela umthakathi weingane zakhe.
And I'm saying this especially to your parents to alert you to this. And so they, the different shows, I don't know, I hear about them, generations and whatever, and when they look at it they see all types of things that are happening there that young people or anybody shouldn't be looking at. And then he and his sister would imitate that which they see there while the parents are fast asleep, snoring. They are busy with these things. And the parents actually pay on a monthly basis for that filth.
Ezinye izinto zizangathi zinhle kodwa zimbi ziqeda uthando ziqeda nesithunzi nokuhlonipheka ebandleni phakathi kwabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And so a lot of these things, they come with the appearance of maybe being something good, something desirable, and you allow it to come in. But when you allow it to come into your home or into the church, it finishes off the love for Christ and even the dignity and the standing of that church.
Mangithi ziqeda ukuhlonipheka nesithunzi ebandleni. Angilinganise. Mawuzobona ozoshumayela ethatha inkonzo engasaliphethe iBhayibheli. Cha kodwa yimi ngisho njalo. Engaliphethe leli ibhuku. Kodwa tablet noma iphone. Chofa 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 twishi twishi. Uyashumayela ufunde foni. Yime ngisho njalo angishayela umthetho wena la ukhona. Yime ngishoyo. Sikhona inisithunzi sokuhlonipheka. Ebandleni. Kuza kuyinto enhle i-technology. Kodwa kusala kuba khona ukuhlonipheka. Uma kuzothiwa chofo chofo, twishi twishi, kufunde iBhayibheli enkonzweni.
Now, this is just my personal opinion. When I look at the degrading of the dignity of the church, to me it doesn't seem right when a preacher, instead of carrying his Bible that we know going up to the pulpit and reading from God's Word, if he now wants to follow the technological trend, so he goes up there with his tablet or with his phone, and it's tofo, 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 quishy, quishy, and then he goes and he opens God's Word and he reads from it. What kind of dignity is there in that? It's just my opinion. It doesn't look the same as when you read from God's Word, from the Bible.
Ngiyakusho lokhu ngoba kuthwe abazalwana basukuma abazalwana, abaphaphama abazalwana. Wonke umuntu ekhaya une cellphone. Thothi ingane lapha kuleya gumbilayo ibhizi ngecellphone yayo, umama lapha icellphone yakhe, ubaba lapha ya icellphone yakhe, iloya cellphone yakhe. Ifellowship yomndeni iyafa iyaphela nya emndenini.
And so even in families you find everybody has their own phone, their smartphone. So there you see the children, each one is busy on their phone. The wife, she's busy on her phone. The husband, the father, he's busy on his phone. And that family life and that relationship amongst them, that which brings them together, is finished. It's not there anymore. The family is actually scattered, everyone busy on his own device.
Ibandla yilo kufanele lisukume liphaphame likhuze likhulume liphaphamise izwe lapha. Nabo ubudlelwane kuphela emndenini. Uma kuphela umdlelwane obuhle emndenini, kusazoba khona emphakathini. Nakwezinye indawo.
So
khona okunyelelayo okuqeda isithunzi somndeni, ukuhlala phansi kuxoxwa ngezinto zomndeni, kuboniswane ngezinto zomndeni, kube mnandi nomzali akwazi ukuyibona izingane zakhe, azizwe izingane zakhe, azifunde izingane zakhe nomqondo wazo nokuthi ikhula ngendlela efanele yini nangokomqondo. Kodwa lokho nya sizocabanga ingane iyodwa ukuthi ayibulala.
So we as preachers, we need to stand up. We need to sound the trumpet. We need to alert people. We need to wake them up out of their slumber, out of their sleep, where everybody is busy going off on a tangent in their own way. And we've got to say, don't you see what's busy happening in your family? Where that family life, that family fellowship is coming to an end. And if it comes to an end in the family, how can there be fellowship in the community and in the church? And everybody is going their own way. And in a family, you can find a child that's isolated and that then gets drawn and attracted by this tendency to want to go and commit suicide. We've got to wake people up out of their sleep.
Umfana intombazane ayisenalo ithuba lokuthi ixoxe noyise, ibuze kuyise, ibuze intombazane kunina, ma ukuthi nokuthi kwenzeka kanjani, baba kwenzeka kanjani ukuthi nokuthi kwakhiwa kanjani. Lelo thuba liphelile ngoba technology iyona ethatha indima enkulu yehlisa izinga lobudlelwane ebandleni.
So instead of there being communication in the family and a child, be it the son, be it the daughter, asking their father, asking their mother for advice on certain issues and for clarity and how certain things work and how certain things are done, you find them instead going and getting their advice on the technology, on that platform. And so that's why they get drawn into those different directions, and we've got to sound the warning on that.
Kulesi skhathe siphila kuso bazalwane, oyophumelela ilowo oyokhuthazela kuze kube sekufeni.
And brethren, the one who will be saved is the one who endures until the end.
Ayo yokhuthazela kuze kube isikhathi sama 2000. Kodwa kube kuze kube sekufeni.
Not until the 2000s or the year 2000 or a certain year, but until the end.
Kona phela abanye bathi hayi phela sekungesinye isikhathi lesi akusafani nalezi ayikhathi sekungesinye isikhathi izwi likaNkulunkulu ushintshile ngoba sekuyilezi isikhathi so ama 2000 bazalwane asiphaphameni asukumeni sime ngenyawo izwi likaNkulunkulu aliguqukile neqiniso lokuphila okufuna umphefumulo womuntu alishintshile limi linjani.
Some people say, well, we've got to bear in mind that these are modern times. Things have moved on. It's no longer like in the olden days. And we've got to accept certain things. We can't just, you know, we've got to accept those things. But has God's word changed at all? Has the truth of God changed? We've got to remain on the word of God, standing on the word of God and the truth of God. That is unchanging.
Kodwa maye kumzali ongane zakhe ziyoyela ekubhujisweni ngenxa yokuxegisa nokuthambisa kwakhe ngoba phela manje sekuyama 2000 phela sekuyesinye isikhathi lesi.
Woe to those parents whose children will go astray and whose children's lives will be destroyed and go to destruction because of the parents' slackening. And saying, well, I've got to allow certain things, you know, these are modern times, we're in the year 2000 and whatever, so I've got to allow it. Woe to you.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu ngaba nomusa kithi, abe nomusa kuqala emindenini, abe nomusa ebandleni likaKristu kungakaphumeli ngaphandle. Ngoba ibandla yilona okufanele libe isibonelo sezwe ukuthi impilo kufanele ihanjwe kanje. UNkulunkulu udinga lokhu.
May the Lord have mercy on each one of us. May he have mercy on our families. May he have mercy on our congregations and the church. Because God first needs to work amongst us and our families and our churches before God can work further abroad. May the Lord have mercy on us. Shall we pray?
Asikhulekeni.
Lord, we have heard your warning this morning.
Sizwile Nkosi ukuxwayisa kwakho kulokhu kusa kwanamhlanje.
We've heard about the storm clouds that are gathering.
Sizwile nangamafu aqoqanayo eza nesivunguvungu.
And that we need to be rooted in you and in your word. If we want to remain standing.
Uma thina sifuna ukuthi sime siqinile simelwe ukubambelela kuwe nasezwini lakho.
Not like that tree which looked as if it had been standing or looked as if it had been strong. It had been there for many years but was rotten to the core.
Singafani naleso sihlahla ebesibukeka simile siphilile kodwa kanti sesibolile kwaze kwaba seyimpandeni.
Where it started with one insect that came in.
Ngenxa yokuthi kwaqala ngentuthwane nje encane yodwa eyazalela kusona.
Lord, so we ask in your grace and mercy, please show us if there is anything that may cause us to grow weak in you and weak in the faith.
Siyacela Nkosi usisize usihawukele usikhombise uma kukhona intwana nje eyenza ukuthi sibe buthakathaka ekukholweni sibe buthakathaka amaqondana nawe.
And Lord, work in each of our lives. Father, mother, son, daughter, whoever it may be, that you may work and start in my life.
Nkosi kwangathi ungaqala usebenze impela ezimpilweni zethu kungaba kubaba kube ngumama kube sendodakazini noma indodana uqala usebenze empilweni yami.
That we may have healthy families, that we may have a healthy congregation and a healthy church.
Ukuze sibe nomndeni ophilileyo nebandla eliphilileyo.
That we may be ready for that day, Lord, when you come.
Kuze kube yilolo suku lokufika kwakho.
Not because we deserve it, but for your name's sake.
Hayi ngoba thina kusifanele kodwa ngenxa nje yegama lakho Nkosi.
Amen.
Amen.